Welcome to Memorial Stadium in Baltimore, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Baltimore Orioles. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Julio Franco. Batting second. The first baseman, Willie Upshaw. Batting third. The center fielder, Joe Carter. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Mel Hall. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting seventh. The DH, Dave Clark. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jay Bell. Batting ninth. The catcher, Andy Allenson. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Joe Orsilak. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Ripken. Batting third. The shortstop, Cal Ripken. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Eddie Murray. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Fred Lynn. Batting sixth. The DH, Larry Sheets. Batting seventh. The catcher, Terry Kennedy. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Rick Shue. Batting ninth. The left fielder, Jeff Stone. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Oswaldo Peraza. And now, play ball. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Franco for the out. One out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Upshaw strikes out. Two outs. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Carter hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Stone throws the ball into Ripken, who tags Carter, trying to catch an extra base, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsilak is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Orsilak bunts towards the right side of the infield. Franco fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Ripken hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Franco reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Hall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Clark hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jacoby scores. Hall moves to third. It's 1-0, Indians. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Murray hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Andy Allenson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Shug fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Franco is 0 for 1 in the game. Franco hits a pop-up into right field for a base hit. Willie Upshaw batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 1 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shue bunts towards third. Jacoby fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kennedy moves to second. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Stone bunts towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. Kennedy moves to third. Shue moves to second. 1 out. Joe Orsulac batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Orsulac is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Orsulac hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Kennedy scores. 2 outs. It's Indians, 1, Orioles, 1. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peraza fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. Jacoby is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Jacoby hits a line drive off the glove of Shue, and into shallow left field. Jacoby reaches second base with a double. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hall hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Lynn fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Lynn. Jacoby scores. Hall moves to third. It's 2-1, Indians. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Snyder is 0 for 1 in the game. Snyder hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hall tags and scores. That run is unearned. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Clark is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Clark strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 1 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. Murray takes first base on ball 4. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0 for 1 in the game. Lynn hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 0 strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Farrell. Murray moves to second. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheets hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mark Williamson now pitching. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell strikes out. 1 out. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0 for 1 in the game. Allenson strikes out. 2 outs. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Franco is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Shue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Shue hits a ball on the ground into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Shue reaches second base with a double. Jeff Stone is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Stone is 0 for 0 in the game. Stone strikes out. 2 outs. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Orsulak is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Upshaw is 0 for 2 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Joe Carter is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Carter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carter strikes out. 2 outs. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 0 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Ripken is 0 for 2 in the game. Ripken strikes out. 2 outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Hall batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Hall is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stone. Hall reaches second base with a double. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall moves to third. One out. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clark is walked intentionally. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hall scores. Clark moves to second. 2 outs. It's 4-1, Indians. Andy Allenson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Allenson is 0-for-2 in the game. Allenson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ripken scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Lynn is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynn hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. Sheets is hit by the pitch. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards first. Upshaw scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kennedy for the out. Sheets moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Shue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Shue takes first base on ball 4. Jim Traber pinch hits for Jeff Stone. Jim Traber is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Traber hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Traber now playing left field. Julio Franco is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Franco is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Franco hits a fly ball into right field. Lynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Willie Upshaw is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Upshaw is 0-for-3 in the game. Upshaw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Murray scoops it up and throws to first, with Williamson covering, for the out. 2 outs. Joe Carter batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Carter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carter hits a line drive towards third. Shue reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Joe Orsulak is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Orsulak is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Orsulak hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Franco scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Billy Ripken is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a line drive towards first. Upshaw reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Cal Ripken is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Ripken is 0-for-3 in the game. Ripken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Knight and Feuer now pitching. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jacoby is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Jacoby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mel Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. He's got one RBI. Hall hits a fly ball into left field. Traber settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Snyder is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Dave Clark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clark is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Clark hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jacoby moves to second. Jay Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Ripken reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Orioles 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murray hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Jacoby settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fred Lynn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Lynn is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynn takes first base on ball 4. Dan Schottsetter now pitching. Larry Sheets is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Sheets is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Sheets hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Lynn moves to second. Terry Kennedy is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into center field. Carter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Shue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shue is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Shue hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Baltimore Orioles, 1. Goodbye from Memorial Stadium in Baltimore.